So last weekend, Father Dan and I announced at all the Masses that we are beginning a homily series explaining the parts of the Mass. Well, that's going to be postponed due to his illness, but then also the Christmas season. So we'll pick up that homily series again in January. So look in the bulletin and towards different advertisements as we start that up again, that homily series on the parts of the Mass and kind of explaining them within the context of the scripture for each week. So today, this weekend, second weekend in Advent, we get to focus then fully on the Advent season, which I think is good because for me, I've always kind of struggled with Advent. What is this season? I mean, it seems like by the time I'm getting into it, we're at Christmas already. So this less than 4 weeks that we've been given every single year to focus on something specifically, what is it? Because on one half, it's a penitential season. I've heard that said a lot, and we have Violet, and there are pieces of this season that reflect Lent, even. In ways, we know that we are preparing, and so there's this penitential element where we try to go to confession during this season of Advent for that repentance that John the Baptist is speaking of in the gospel. I had lunch with a friend, and he said, I can't have a drink because I gave it up for Lent, for Advent. I was like, you're even giving something up for Advent? Like there's this penitential element to this season that is very similar to Lent. Yet the other half of it, we recognize in just a few weeks, we're celebrating Christmas. And so within this Advent season, there's also this joyful anticipation. There's this preparation that has with it this very exciting and joyful element. As we decorate and we prepare within our prayers and the Advent wreath and all of those that context, that there's this joyful celebration that is happening as well. And so oftentimes in Advent, I feel myself kind of conflicted. So I enjoy when we have someone very clear like John the Baptist presented to us as this image, this personification, honestly, of the Advent season. We look to John the Baptist as a very concrete example of what this season looks like, what the point of this season is. Prepare. Prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight the path, because one mightier than I is coming. I can get behind that. That's very concrete for me. To see John the Baptist, I'll admit, a little weird. He's a strange guy, but he's presenting very clearly what this season is about, what our focus should be on. Preparing the way of the Lord. But even prepare is a little abstract. So for me, especially this year, I thought, I'm going to spend a little more time with John the Baptist. I'm going to follow his example a little more. What actually does it look like to prepare the way? Well, John the Baptist, there's this element of removing himself. And for me, I hit a roadblock at the fact that he ate locusts and wild honey. Thought, if this is preparing for Advent, eating locusts and wild honey, I'm really going to have to change my diet. Because I understand wild honey. In fact, somebody a few months ago gave me a jar of fresh local honey. I'll tell you, it's incredible. It's so sweet. It's so delicious to taste wild honey, to taste that fresh, sweet honey. I understand how great it would be to feed only on wild honey. It's incredible. There's just something about it that's healing and sweet and rejuvenating. Locusts, I think I picture that a different story. There's kind of a different extreme there, if you ask me, from wild honey. Now I'll admit I have a little bit of a context with locusts. My senior year of college, I went with my roommate for a week down to Oaxaca, Mexico, to visit some families that he knew down there. And while we were down there, we went to the marketplace, and all over the market, they were selling these snacks, chapulines, probably butchered the pronunciation, but essentially fried grasshoppers. So of course, we had to try them. So we bought them, and honestly, eating them, they were actually pretty good. I mean, you get a claw like stuck to the side of your cheek once in a while, and that's kind of hard to go through. But so I'm sitting there with this thought of like, well, I've eaten grasshoppers, so locusts, wild honey, maybe that's not as strange. But as I sat longer, I thought, okay, but these grasshoppers, they were grilled with lime juice and garlic and some chili powder. That's not locusts like John the Baptist is throwing back. Locusts, actually, when we hear this, when we're presented with this image of what he fed on, it is, I think, meant to pull us a little bit. It's meant to be, yeah, wild honey, delicious. Locusts, disgusting. There's this element of representing a sweet promise and at the same time, self-denial. Eating locusts was part of John the Baptist's asceticism. We recognize that he was a man who knew self-denial. He lived self-denial. He recognized the importance of denying self once in a while. And so actually, I think locusts and wild honey, I think it presents for us a perfect image of Advent, a perfect image of what's going on in this short but very potent and important season. Because what are we doing? We're preparing. We're preparing the way of the Lord. What does that look like? Well, first, it looks like self-denial. It looks like us evaluating our life and saying, all right, what's taking up too much space in my life right now? Because with self-denial, when we do an act of self-denial, we are removing something from ourselves. That creates space. And when space is created, something fills it. And so Advent season, the preparation, it's about creating space so that the sweetness of the promise can fill that space. So that the coming and encountering of Jesus Christ can fill our realities. And so the first step is for us to ask, what is that thing of self-denial? And pick something. And it may be fasting from something. Maybe for the remainder of Advent, we give up something. Something that's taking too much space in our lives. Maybe it's simply revolving around repentance. Maybe it's saying, all right, there's a lot of choices I'm making that are not choices of love. And they've harmed relationships. And I just need to go to confession. And I need to create space. I need to take that sin and I need to get rid of it. There needs to be that reconciliation, that coming face to face with Christ again. And that will create the space so that he can enter in. What is the self-denial piece that we need to recognize? Let's pick something. Anything. We know that there are things that are taking space in our life. It could even be a good thing. It could be something that is just in the way right now. Let's practice first self-denial so that then it creates a space to receive that sweet promise that we celebrate at Christmas. The promise that Emmanuel, our God, is with us. But he can only be with us if we create the space for him to enter into. The space within every aspect of our life for him to actually be with us and dwell with us. Now, this is a process. I'm not sure any of us are going to master it in the remaining time of Advent. That's why we're given this season every year, so that little by little, we can follow this example that John the Baptist gives. We can create space to prepare to receive Christ more fully. Not just at Christmas, but in every experience, day to day of our life. This is a process. And we use this season to focus on that process. This is brought up, I think, very clearly in the second reading today. As St. Peter presents to us, God's time is not our time, but he's going to be patient with us. What a great promise. What a great thing to hear from St. Peter. The Lord will be patient with us. Let's just keep doing this. This Advent reality of creating space to receive him more fully. This is coming from St. Peter. The scripture scholar, Scott Powell, he was commenting in a podcast I was listening to on that reading. And he said some scripture critics say they believe that the two letters from St. Peter, the two epistles, they said that can't be written, those aren't written by St. Peter the Apostle. How could they be? Obviously, they say it's two different men speaking. Because we know St. Peter in the Gospels. It's revealed. And honestly, he's kind of a buffoon. He's kind of obtuse. And we see him in multiple scenarios act in a way that is like, yeah, there's a fisherman from Galilee. And the critics, they say, but these two letters from St. Peter, they're written by an intellectual. There's this enlightened and elevated speech to them. But what Dr. Powell presents, he says, well, yeah, of course. It's the same Peter, but of course he's a different human at this point. He's a different man at this point because he has allowed that process to transform him. Years later, when he's writing those letters, you better believe he's a different man than when he first encounters Christ. Because that is the reality of the Christian life. That when we create space and allow Christ to come into it, he transforms our very identity. We become more fully conformed to his identity. This is the process that we are entering into. And I think it's mostly reassuring that promise of the Lord is patient with us, that it comes from Peter, who we know the Lord was patient with him. He's speaking from a place of knowledge. He's speaking from a place of experience. Here is another man who has entered into that Advent reality of self-denial so that the sweet reality of salvation can enter more fully into his life and therefore transform who he is. Locusts and honey. I think that Advent boils down to that. We are given a great reminder in John the Baptist of what Advent looks like. And so this weekend, let's enter more fully into Advent. Let's decide right now to more intentionally journey towards this Christmas season with locusts and honey. What is the locus? What is the self-denial that we are going to choose to take up in whatever capacity so that we may enjoy more fully the sweetness of Christmas, that we may enjoy more fully the sweetness of the promise, Emmanuel, the sweet reality that our God is with us.